With Montana news, I'm Eric Whitney. A power line fire just west of Missoula caused a brief closure of Interstate 90 during this morning's commute and left about 1,200 customers without power. The Montana Department of Transportation reported live wires fell across the interstate between the Airway Boulevard and Reserve Street exits at about 7 a.m. KECI-TV reports traffic was detoured around the area for about 2 hours before the interstate was reopened. Northwestern Energy's Twitter feed says all customers had service restored by about 11 a.m. Missoula County Sheriff spokeswoman Brenda Bassett says the power pole caught fire before it leaned over the interstate. A state judge has dismissed a lawsuit challenging Bozeman's non-discrimination ordinance. City commissioners enacted the ordinance against discrimination based on a person's sexual orientation or gender identity in July of 2014. District Judge John Brown found that none of the 5 Bozeman residents who filed the lawsuit had standing to challenge the ordinance banning discrimination in the workplace, housing, and public accommodations. Their August 2014 lawsuit asked the court to declare the ordinance invalid. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports Brown's ruling said the plaintiffs could address their concerns by seeking a voter referendum to repeal the measure. Brown also ruled the city is entitled to recover its legal costs. An Amber Alert remains in effect for a missing 2-year-old girl from southwestern Alberta. Haley Dunbar Blanchette has not been seen since Monday. Her 27-year-old father was found dead in a suspected homicide that day. A 22-year-old man has been arrested in that crime but not yet charged. You can find a link to the Amber Alert and photos of the girl on our website, mtpr.org. Montana's Commissioner of Political Practices has dismissed a complaint against Greg Gianforte, a Republican candidate for governor in the upcoming election. Steve Jess reports.
A few days after Gianforte declared his candidacy in August, a Butte resident filed a complaint claiming Gianforte had broken the law by hiring campaign staff and registering a website months earlier without filing required campaign reports. In an interview the day after he entered the race, Gianforte denied making any improper campaign expenditures.
Yeah, the campaign really starts with me filing, which has happened this week.
Political Practices Commissioner Jonathan Modell agreed. After looking at the evidence and talking to the candidate, he ruled that hiring a staff member and reserving a website called Greg for Montana don't amount to campaign spending that has to be reported.
Mr. Gianforte was engaged in deciding whether or not he wanted to be a candidate for governor, and he was using his own funds. But he never declared his candidacy for governor.
If the website had been called Gianforte for Governor instead of Greg for Montana, Modell says he would have ruled differently. An individual is free to explore a candidacy, he says, as long as they don't explicitly collect or spend campaign funds or declare their intentions. Modell hopes his ruling will serve as guidance for future candidates who are confused over reporting requirements. Steve Jess, Montana Public Radio.
Glacier National Park is increasing entrance fees this fall. The fees will go up again in the spring, and some campgrounds will cost more in the spring, too. Starting November 1st, Glacier ups the price of a 7-day vehicle entrance pass by $5 to $20. Motorcycle fees will also go up $5. The fees will go up again in May to $30 per car and $25 per motorcycle. In January, the cost of an annual pass to Glacier will go up $10 to $45. Campground fees are also going up in 2016 at the national park. The increases include both front country and back country camping areas. A federal judge has dismissed a German student's host family from liability for his death during a ski trip. The family of Nicholas Waschel filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Whitefish Mountain Resort, his host family, and the exchange agency in December of 2013. Waschel died in December 2010 after falling into a tree well. He was 16 years old. So much Idaho endowment timberland has burned this wildfire season that state officials have altered the salvage sale process to allow clear cuts of 100 acres or more to be approved faster. The Idaho Land Board voted unanimously today to speed salvage logging on an estimated 60 to 80 million board feet of timber that burned this year. Conservationists and state game officials say a prosecutor in eastern Washington is going too easy on a man who chased a protected gray wolf with his car and then shot and killed the animal. Jonathan M. Rasmussen killed the wolf in Whitman County last October. State wildlife officials say the wolf posed no threat. Wolves are endangered under Washington state law, and killing them can bring a year in jail and a $5,000 fine. But Whitman County Prosecutor Dennis Tracy said this week that if Rasmussen pays a $100 fine and doesn't commit any other fish or game violations for 6 months, a misdemeanor charge against him will be dismissed. Captain Dan Ron, the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife Police, said Tuesday he expected more. Mitch Friedman, executive director of Conservation Northwest, says it sends a signal that it's okay to kill wolves. I'm Eric Whitney.